We got the talk radio.
Let's go. We want to thank everybody out there for tuning in, for calling in. We love y'all today. Let's go, Kurt.
I'll spend my whole life, Jesus.
saved when I got down on my knees, Father. I love you. Let me hear you say, spend
my always with you.
Do you love him in here? Do you love him?
What's up, y'all? This is Elder Prevo, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. We want to welcome y'all to the pre-jam session. That's right, we getting our jam on early. Amen. Ushering in that Holy Spirit like we supposed to. Hallelujah. I'm finna play one of my joints. Just a rough draft of it. It's called They Go. Amen. We gonna get the club crunk. We gonna get the church crunk. We doing it all. Y'all check it out. They go. That's what they gonna be saying when they sing.
Yeah. Yeah. Black Prince of Preacher. That's who it is. In the building. Already. Y'all ready for this one? They ain't ready. We finna do it. The whole church finna be crunk. You know, lately, every time people see me, they be like, there he go. Got the whole church crunk if the Holy Ghost started. There he go. You know how we do. We bout to get the party started. There he go. You know how we do. If the Spirit tells you to move, you better move. There he go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. I hate to be blunt, but I'm so lit. Mayweather on the flow, look at drop hit. Big time my lifestyle, see I'm hood rich. Hammer time on the track, yeah, I'm too legit.
Yeah.
Hold up, bring it back, can't touch this. Pay the cost to be the boss, and I ain't leaving no tip. I preach, you preach, but we ain't the same. I'm different, plus I wear two chains. Church so fucking need a dance floor. DJ in the choir, I just wanna see you praise more. Spirit moving like, whoa, what you hating for? If you doubting what we doing, you can hit the dope or slow. We don't need you,
nope, we don't need you.
Just accept the fact you was here for a season. I'm so past, bitch, you can't see me. If you really miss me, turn on your TV. There you go. Got the whole church crunk, it's the Holy Ghost party. Got the whole church crunk, you know they bout to get it started. There you go. And you know how we do, if the Spirit tell you move, you better move. There you go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. God being so good, I had to turn up. Got your rockin' side to side with your hands up.
That's
two steps. Rock with it.
Go ahead.
If you really love them, then slide with it.
Yeah.
To the left, hold it to the right. Don't dip, not drop it. Keep it tight. I'm on a natural high. Just that top flight. It's the Holy Ghost party tonight. And if you're hating on us, you need to stop.
Stop.
Knowing me and views as soon as we drop it. How we at the top, but still climbing. Beat the game down to dust, but still grinding. Switch the flow, what the still shining. New whip was coming, it's a matter of timing. Number one on the charts and ain't declining. My little light shining so bright that it's grinding. There he go. Got the whole church crunk, it's the Holy Ghost party.
There he go.
Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started.
There he go.
You know how we do, if the Spirit tell you move, you better move.
There he go.
But don't be hating what I'm doing. Show you what my God about.
Yeah.
If you an atheist, it might get turned out. Once you feel the Spirit, then you start to shout. You won't understand the words coming out your mouth. Yeah, it's crazy, I know it sounds crazy. I was on the road to hell and he saved me. Gracie mercy is what he gave me. Now I try to pay him back with my praises. Dancing in the streets like I'm David. I'm so lost in the Spirit, I'm faded. But I don't praise Jesus cause I rock.
And why you pray?
I praise him cause my name in the book of life.
Okay, he go.
Got the whole church party, the Holy Ghost party.
He go.
Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started.
He go.
You know how we do with the Spirit tell you move, you better move.
I see you old lady
church
with your walking cane.
Go
out, you better pick that walking cane back up. You know you ain't just doing
it. Yeah.
And we got the church crunk.
What's up, all of y'all out there on Blog Talk Radio? Elder Prevost is in the house. Praise the Lord on the night. We want to welcome y'all to the Apostle and the Prince. That's right. Give it up. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. You're too kind. I am the Prince, AJ, the Black Panther Preachers. I am on the MIC. Thank God for everybody out there that's talking. Man, y'all just too gracious, man. Too gracious. Thank God for all of y'all on today. Amen. We finna get this party started. Amen. Are y'all ready to get the party started on today? Because I'm ready to get the party started. Hey, man, we already done jammed two songs. How many of you know? We're going to slow it down. I'm going to drop this Be Well, y'all. This is one of my hits. Y'all need to go look it up on YouTube, on the Black Prince of Preachers. Go look it up. Go find it. Go jam it. I need some more likes. Real talk. Check it out. It's called...
You gonna like it.
Here we go again. Yeah. Anointed Truth. We in the building. Ministry One. Gotta watch what these people be feeding you. You know what I'm talking about?
For real. Real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go. Let's tell them.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
But this'll probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote.
Yeah.
You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke.
Low-key,
jump and fly while you shading folks.
Shame.
I'ma take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you seen the plan. Sometimes I think you the one, how you need the land. Like the man that built his house upon the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his command. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand.
Every
started off slow, down on the truth is on demand.
Yeah.
I don't do it my way, I do it God's way.
Way.
Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child's
play.
I'm sticking to the plan.
Yeah.
I won't deviate.
Nah.
I just wanna be successful. I'm on my Drake.
Yeah.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware.
I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me.
Look,
the Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me.
Beware of Pharisees' bread.
Beware,
beware. Remember what the word said.
Hey, what that word say? I hit him with that word play.
Never seen the righteous forsaken.
All
these seeds have to beg for bread.
Yeah. That's that Beware from yours truly, the Black Prince of Preachers.
Hey, man, y'all need to go check that joint out. Real talk. Y'all need to go jam it. Y'all need to go like it. Y'all need to subscribe to the page, The Black Prince of Preachers. It's right there on YouTube. Just subscribe to it. Just hit the like button. You know what I'm saying? Give your boy a like. Give your boy a subscription. You know what I'm saying? Because you know it go hard. But right now, we finna go hard with some Lecrae. If you don't like it, you better come get it.
Hey, biz, let it drop right here.
Praise God, hallelujah. This is the cover to that Meek Mills. heaven or hell. Y'all check it out. Tell me what y'all think about it.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody.
Sometimes I have to rely on myself. Bet on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh. Things we do. Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just traveling.
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turn to decisions, and we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen. Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10. Give us a second chance, we go and do it again. Me, I fall short every day, and ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep slipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen. Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through. But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live.
Yeah. Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happens when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong, old boy. Pop that thing, see your home, now you're gone. You're on the block and it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, and surprised when them boys have. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drought. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven and kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Just to make it through. Yeah.
But nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah.
Man.
consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, then they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up and y'all been down for 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars to do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gon' wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, though, I just want y'all to repent your sins. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Yeah, yeah. Already on for 30 minutes, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. We just playing songs. Amen. Glorifying God while I'm, amen, cooking dinner over here. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person that called in and tuned in. All phone lines are open. Hallelujah. The 516 number is open. The 818 number is open. The backup number is open. The 727 number is open. All the numbers are open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Call in. Hallelujah, and be a part of what's going on in the fellowship. Hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. I'm your host, Elder Prevost. Praise God. The Black Prince of Preachers is in the building. Hallelujah. We're going to get started in about 4 minutes. Praise God. Right now, how many of you know he reigns? Praise God. Hallelujah. He reigns. Hallelujah on
I'm just spent respect, respect in every aspect and special gift of the man and God bless anything tested on us of Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I must have been all the crew. Remember to be on them, no, for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place, bust the place. No, 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 but yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless
check it out, y'all.
I didn't know you'd go. I'm
the get up.
Yeah?
Get up. Get up.
Yeah. Tonight, thank y'all for tuning in with us. This is the revival that just won't stop. Praise God. But you know, we can't get this party started, hallelujah, without our theme music. Let's get it, hallelujah, on the night.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be, growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at you've been through, 'cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. You got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gon' take you there. Everybody has a season, and I believe this
get your blessing. Hey, you better go get your blessing. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody who has tuned in. This is the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. It keeps going and going and going. We want to thank those of you that's been with us, amen, through the whole time. Praise God, since May 11th. We thank God for each and every last one of you. Praise God, it's been almost 2 months. Hallelujah, that the revival that just won't stop ain't stopped. We thank God for everybody that brought this thing together. Hallelujah, amen, Mother Alberta. Hallelujah, the visionary of this thing. We thank God for her. Praise God. Hallelujah. We need to give credit to where credit is due on today. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just going with what the Spirit of the Lord is telling me. Hallelujah. Amen. If it had not been for Mother Alberta, hallelujah, this thing would not be going on right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me tell y'all something about Mother Alberta. It's something about her. Hallelujah. It's something about the favor, hallelujah, that is on her life, amen, that has caused this thing to go forth, that has caused this thing to flourish and like the way it has, hallelujah, that has caused this thing to prosper in the manner in which it has prospered. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. God got some favor on her life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you know, praise God, amen, you don't need money if you got favor? Praise God. Hallelujah. All tonight, I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. Amen. I know some of your lines are muted. Maybe you didn't understand what I'm saying. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you don't need money if you got favor. Hallelujah. Praise God. When God got favor on your life, he'll connect you with people. Hallelujah. That'll tell you, don't worry about this. Don't worry about that. Just give it to me when you can. If you can, you can. If you can't, don't. Don't even worry about it. Hallelujah. That's the kind of God that God puts us, oh my God, hallelujah, he puts us in contact with people. Hallelujah. Amen. If you ain't got it, they got it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if they ain't got it, they gonna get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God for everybody that's been watching on YouTube, everybody out there listening on Blog Talk, everybody that's been calling in. Hallelujah, for the past 60 days or so. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we also can't leave out the man of God. Hallelujah. Apostle Curry, praise God. Hallelujah. Every night. Hallelujah. For the majority of the nights, every once in a while, we had a guest speaker. Praise God. Hallelujah. But every night. Hallelujah. The majority of the time, the man of God has been bringing forth the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can't forget, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. The man of God bringing forth the word. We can't forget the woman of God that brought this all together. Hallelujah. And somebody that isn't even involved in what's going on on this side. Hallelujah. I got to think. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. My pastor at my church, praise God, Cat Church Incorporated, praise God, they have been sponsoring Blog Talk Radio. A lot of people don't know I got to pay to do this. Praise God. This ain't free. Hallelujah. Amen. So I work off of donations. Hallelujah. So I got to thank everybody out there, every single person. Hallelujah. Listening to Blog Talk, everybody out there online who has ever donated anything into the Blog Talk Radio ministry, we thank God. Hallelujah for y'all on tonight. Everybody who has brought this thing together. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want y'all to realize, hallelujah. See, amen. I ain't even went to the throne of grace yet. But I want y'all to realize, hallelujah, we are in the middle of history. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are in the middle of history. Hallelujah. This is going to go down in the book. Y'all don't see. I want y'all to see, hallelujah, what I see. Praise God. Hallelujah. I see history taking place right here. Hallelujah. I hear us telling stories. I was there when it started. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was there. Hallelujah. In the beginning. Hallelujah. Praise God. I remember when. Hallelujah. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. That's how big this thing is. That's why the man of God, hallelujah, was preaching last night. Amen. Hallelujah. On giants in the land. We about to take over the land. Hallelujah. Yeah, us few. Us few. Hallelujah. Praise God. No matter how old we is. Hallelujah. No matter how weak we think we are. Hallelujah. No matter how watch this. I got to say it the way the Lord said it. No matter how dumb we think we are. Hallelujah. Praise God. No matter what limitation we done put on ourselves. God say, if you believe in me, don't look at you. Hallelujah. I gotta get this prophecy out of my system, y'all. Hallelujah. Quit looking at you. Quit looking at your ability. Quit looking at your weakness. Hallelujah. And do like I told Paul, where you are made weak, I am made strong. Hallelujah. Where you think you dumb at, I'm smart at. Where you think you weak at, I'm strong at. Where you think you ugly at, I'm beautiful at. Where you think you horrible at, I'm amazing at. Hallelujah. Put it on me. I got your back. And if you believe I got your back, we about to take over some things. Y'all don't hear me. We about to take over some things in the church. We about to take over some things in the music industry. We about to take over some things in the restaurant industry. We about to take over some things if you trust God for it. Hallelujah. He says, I've given it to you for you to possess it. Now go get that thing. Go talk to him when you don't got the money. Remember what the sister said the other week? She said, I went and looked at the car. I ain't even had no money. Hallelujah. But I looked at it anyway. Why? Because I was prepared. You got to scope out like the text last night the man of God read. Hallelujah. They sent some spies to check out the land before they went in it. She had to go check out what she was about to take. Lord have mercy. Y'all don't hear me. You got to go check out that job you want. That you think you don't qualify for. You got to go check out that house that you know your credit don't qualify for. You got to go check out that car, hallelujah, that you know you ain't got the down payment, the credit, or the money for. You got to go look at it, hallelujah, because where your credit score is weak, God say my credit score is strong, hallelujah. Where your financial bank account ain't got but nothing but zeros, I can put a one in front of all them zeros and turn them zeros into a million. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to take us places, but you got to believe it for yourself on tonight. Hallelujah. I wasn't trying to open up like this. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Spirit of the Lord say, you better get ready. Hallelujah. Like T.D. Jakes said, get ready, get ready, get ready. You better get ready. God is about to do some things, hallelujah, in your life for your faithfulness. You ain't been on this line. You ain't been tuning in for 60 days for no reason. Lord have mercy. If y'all, I know y'all used to call once a week, twice a week, but then it went to every day of the week. You ain't been calling just to call. Just because you ain't got nothing to do, just to kill time. The anointing of the Lord has been on this line. The anointing of the Lord has been speaking into your soul. The anointing of the Lord has been preparing you to receive a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive it. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. You should be praising the Lord wherever you at. You should be magnifying him because he's getting ready to bring you into something. He's opening up the windows of heaven. He's getting ready to pour out that blessing. That's why the manna stopped. Hallelujah. Remember, they was getting manna from heaven, but the closer they got to the promised land, the more the manna stopped. You don't need no more manna from heaven, because where I'm finna take you, you got blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. Hallelujah. How the young kids say, you got racks on racks on racks. Stacks on stacks on stacks. You're going to be iced up and starched down. Y'all don't understand me. Hallelujah. God say, I'm getting ready to give you just a little piece of heaven on earth. earth. Y'all don't understand me. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you a taste of what it's going to be like in the afterworld. I'm going to give you a taste, hallelujah, of what it's going to be like. A taste, hallelujah, of heaven on earth. If you believe me for it, the Lord say, all you got to do, hallelujah, is believe me for it, and I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. Do you believe the Lord for it on tonight? Hallelujah. Do you believe God can do what he say he going to do on tonight? Hallelujah. God said, I'm a provider. God said, I'm a deliverer. God say, I'm a doctor. God say, I'm a lawyer. God say, I'm a financial advisor. God say, I'm an accountant. God say, I'm a motivational speaker. God say, I am that I am. I'm whatever you need me to be, whenever you want me to be it. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do you like God, because ain't nobody like God. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Do you believe Christ is in you tonight? I'm here to tell you. The Lord sent me to tell you tonight. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to take you to a place that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the hearts of man. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. You can't even imagine what God's about to do. That thing you see in your life, that thing you see in your head, that picture that you think God's about to do, you got to multiply that times 10. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Let me calm down, because we got a program tonight. Hallelujah. But thus says the Lord. Hallelujah. God is opening up gateways. God is opening up doors. God is opening up opportunities. God is doing it all. He say, don't worry about the money. I got favor on your life. I got favor on your spirit. I got favor on your household. Favor has come to your house because of your faithfulness. Lord, have mercy. Y'all need to give the Lord some praise. Y'all need to magnify him for it. You need to lift him up for it. Healing is coming to your body. It's already there if you choose to receive it. Hallelujah. I know you feel the pain, but don't you know the flesh is a lie? The flesh wants you to stay down. The flesh mad because it ain't going to heaven with you. The flesh know that it's got to stay here. The flesh is telling you you're weak. The flesh is telling you you're sick. The flesh is telling you you're not healed. The flesh is telling you you ain't strong, because the flesh wants you to stay down. But the flesh know it ain't going with you. The flesh know it's ashes to ashes. The flesh know it's dust to dust. The flesh know I ain't going where your spirit going. So I want you to thank you hurt. I want you to thank you not healed. I want you to thank you sick. I want you to thank you depressed. I want you to thank you down and out. But the Lord sent me here to tell you tonight, children, that the devil is a lie and the truth ain't in him. You need to give God the praise because you are healed. You need to give God the praise because you are delivered. You need to give God the praise because he is God. He has already made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised tonight. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be lifted up. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let me go to the throne of grace. Father, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to come together tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing that you have on each and every last one of our lives. Thank you, Lord, the way you're moving on the line. Thank you, Lord, the way you're moving in the ministry. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for you just being you. Hallelujah, God, all by yourself. Hallelujah, we magnify you. We lift you up. You are worthy. I said you're worthy. Hallelujah, you're worthy. We can't praise you enough. With a thousand tongues, we can't tell you how good you are. With a thousand voices, we can't lift your name high enough. With a thousand ways, we can't tell you how much we love you, how much we appreciate you. Lord, thank you for everything you're doing. Hey, thank you for where you're taking us. Oh, thank you for where we're going. Thank you for moving us from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for expansion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for elevation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for revelation. Thank you, Lord, for enlightenment. Thank you, Lord, for deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. We magnify your name. We praise your name. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise your name. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be lifted up. There was no other God like you, and we put no other God before you. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise him one more time. Wherever you at out there on YouTube, I ain't got to hear you praise God. Hallelujah. Your phone on mute, you can still praise God. You ain't got to unmute your phone to praise God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is praise him where you at. Hallelujah. You might look crazy driving down the street. You might look crazy sitting on that bus. You might be look crazy sitting on that subway. You might look crazy walking down the street. You might sound crazy sitting on the porch. You might sound crazy out there in that park right now. You might sound crazy. You might look crazy. But this is a good time to look crazy for Jesus. Can you look crazy for Yeshua? Can you look crazy for the Lord? Can you look crazy for God right now? You've been looking crazy for everybody else. It's about time you start looking crazy for God. Hallelujah. Thank you on tonight. Praise you on tonight. You're truly worthy. Hallelujah. We don't need no scripture. Hallelujah. You know what time it is. It's time for you to magnify the Lord with your testimony. It's time for you to magnify the Lord with your praise. It's time for you to come before the throne of grace and lift your voice up and say, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for waking me up this morning. Lord, I thank you for starting me on my way. Lord, I thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. You done made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. You done did it for me, Lord, and I want to thank you. Hallelujah. You know how you want to thank somebody when they done did it for you? You know you really did it for me. I just got to thank you. Well, you need to thank God because he done really did it for you. He done already worked it out for you. He done already forgave you of your sin before you even committed to sin. He done forgave. Oh, my God. You ought to just magnify the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We're getting ready to open up the phone lines. If you out there on YouTube, all the lines are open. Hallelujah, amen. We just got the 848 number open. 818, praise God, whatever it is, hallelujah, 848-220-3100, access code 2929, that number is just open, we just connected it in, if you can't get in on none of the other numbers, the 848-220-3100, access code 2929, hallelujah, amen. Once again, if y'all can't see it on your screen, maybe you got a little trouble, hallelujah, with your eyes. You got a little cataracts. That's why you smoking that tweed. That's all good. Hallelujah. Say 848-220-3100. 848-220-3100. Access code 299-299. That line is open. If you want to call in, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And, of course, the other lines are open as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're about to go to the throne of grace. Unmute. The lines are unmuted. If you got a testimony, prayer request, now would be the time. Phone lines are open. Will there be one? Hallelujah.
Come on, thank God for being here. Come on, thank God for your testimony.
Yes, sir.
Go get your bread. It's your time. I want to take off for a man.
But Andre Pat said a cord.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you, sir. Bless you.
But all of y'all on the phone tonight. Like I say, go get your blessing. Amen. Thank God for my family. Thank God for my friends.
Amen.
I'm praying for these people in the storm. The love of all. Oh, Lord, around them. They're going to need some rest of the day. I just go with them wherever they come. My God. Be with them, my Father. So you already there with me. So blessed. Amen.
My name is Shalom. I like to thank the Lord for blessing me, waking me up this morning, throwing me up on a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for watching over my family and friends. I want to ask the Lord to please protect all those in the hospital, prison, and in jail. Father God, please be in your fist around all of your children. Help us to do better in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. Starting up on a new day. Thank the Lord for my family and friends. On prayer line. I thank the Lord for my sisters, nieces and nephews. I want to love for my family. I want to ask the Lord to take care of the ones down in Florida as they're going through the hurricane. And the ones up around Texas, Louisiana, going through the hurricane. I hope everybody be safe. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hi, church. This is Linda from Lancaster. Can everyone hear me on the line?
Yes.
Hi. Good evening, church family. I want to praise and thank the Lord for keeping me another day, for waking me another day to see a brand new day. I want to thank the Lord for his provisions that he provides for me each and every day. I want to thank the Lord for his mercy and his grace and his salvation. I want to thank the Lord for loving me and caring about me when I was too dumb to do it for myself. I want to just thank the Lord and praise him and honor him for who he is. I want to praise the Lord for my church family. I want to praise the Lord. I'm grateful and I'm blessed and I'm thankful that I have a church family, that I, you know, someone that I could depend on, somebody that loves me as I love them. I want to especially thank the Lord for our two ministers, Pastor Corey and Pastor Andre, for taking the time to give us Bible knowledge, for taking their time to love and care for us, you know, and prepare us for this walk that we're walking. I want to thank the Lord for the prayer line, everyone on the prayer line. Now, I want to thank him for giving me for my sins. I just want to thank him for who he is. And I thank everyone on the prayer line that's praying for me and my family. I'm doing the same for them and their family. And God is so awesome. You could just go on and on and on, but I just want to say thank you to everyone, and I'm going to let the line go because he's so awesome and he's so good and he blessed us in so many ways. How could you not thank him? And there's so much to thank him for. You could go on and on and on, but I want to thank the Lord for continuously working in my life and through me and guiding me as he would guide me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise God. I just give God all the praise, honor, and glory that he deserves. He deserves the glory. He deserves all the honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just see myself bowing down to our Heavenly Father because, as my sister just said, he is so good. He's made ways out of no ways. God is just awesome. He is magnificent. He's wonderful.
Yes.
He's the great I am. He's the Alpha and Omega.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The A to the Z, the beginning and the ending. God is mighty. He's just magnificent. What a mighty God we serve. When I think about God, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, and all he has done for me, my soul just cries out. It gets happy. Hallelujah. He's been keeping me. I mean, keeping me. There's so many things I could have done, did I see, and coming my way, but God is a keeper, and I asked him to keep me. I said, Lord, you know, you said he would do it, and he's doing just that. Hallelujah. He's a mighty God, and in all that being said, he's a God of wrath.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He will punish. He will, you know, chasten us, you know, and I don't want to be chastened. So I want to do the will of the Lord. And
come
I just pray for everyone on the line that we will keep on doing what God has ordained us to do. Keep on studying. Keep on being open. Keep on reading. Listen, pay attention. Hallelujah. It's some stuff going on. There's some stuff going on this planet, stuff we don't even see. Hallelujah. So I just thank you, praise God, for a heart after God. I love him so much, till, man, I just can't even tell you how much I love the Lord. It's just that much. Because he has been good to me. He blessed me. I mean, the testimony, I can't even tell right now. It's just so awesome how good God is. The people he put in my life, new people that I've met, hallelujah. We was talking about favor, and I just see the favor of the Lord. So God is just, he said he would do it, and he do. He's not a man that he should lie. He don't turn his back. He don't change. That's the kind of God I want. That's the kind of God I serve. Hallelujah. And I just thank him, Lord, hallelujah, for a prayer life that I can pray every day, my mind stays upon him. And when my mind's not, I just make sure I get back in touch with the Lord. I thank him for my children, my home, hallelujah, what he's doing for me. He's just showing me who he is. Hallelujah. I'm not worrying. You know, I spoke on that last night. You know, it's a lot that we could be just letting go and worrying about, but God said, take your burdens, bring them to him, and leave them there. So that's what I've done. Everything just coming that I don't feel is right, I try my best to take it to the Lord and leave it there. Hallelujah. And it's just awesome. Hallelujah. Where I was first came here to Fort Ice, it was a dull and sad occasion. And now people is driving by looking. Some of those that I had to come and to look at my house, it's some of my testimony. But some of them that came by that estimated my house, they I hadn't seen them. You know, well, yeah, I'll get back with you. I'll let you know this. Hadn't seen them. Now I see them driving by. See, God, hallelujah, he will show up and he will show out. Yeah, you said what you do. Yeah, you told that lie. Now you look. Keep looking. Keep on looking. And that's what they're doing. So, you know, God is just, they know. They know that I'm a woman of God because I talk to him. And when I talk to them, I mention him. So they know
Amen.
That God's got favor over me. So I just thank God for each and every one of you all. I love you all. Like the sister say, we're family here. Let's keep God in our sight and do not go back on the Lord because he didn't change and go back on us. You all continue to pray for Sister Virgie. God is just working this thing out. And when he says time to release and get your butt on back to the house, I know he's gonna see it through. So I thank praise God also. I thank praise God for my Sister Rosie going to California and making it back home safely to Mississippi. And pray for my Sister Alberta. And my family. And I want to say I pray for Esther, Rosie, Alberta, Carolyn, Eddie, Carl, and James. Those are the Delaney children, my siblings. And I try my best to call their name out every morning. So pray for them and pray for each and every one of you all's family, your children, your children's children. Hallelujah. Your kin folks near and far. So I just thank God. I just love the Lord. I could go on and on and on and on because God has done so much for me. So pray for me as I pray for you all. And Pastor Corey, I'm praying for you when you go out there to Paris. Because God is, I know he's been with you on this land. He's going to be with you then. And so I, Amen. You know, hope one day that we can all get together and hook up and just let the Lord, let go and let God. So we're praying for you, Apostle. So be blessed, everyone. Thank you also, Brother Pastor Andre, Elder Andre, whatever your title is, thank you as well. Amen, my brothers and sisters.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, sister. Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. We thank God. Oh, go ahead, brother. You're breaking up a little bit.
Andre. Teaching us how to pray and how to love one another. I never met y'all in person, but maybe one day we can see that we can sit at the welcome table together and say we all have made each other. We all have loved one another. And I thank God for Sister Alberta. I thank God for Sister Rose. And I just enjoy life and talk faith for the world. And I thank God for you all. Pastor Corey, I love you back.
Amen. I love you back, Brother Bobby. Amen. I love you back, man of God.
Brother,
amen. Love you too, brother. Love you too. Amen. Amen. Well, bless the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for everybody on the line on tonight. We thank God. Hallelujah for each and every person's faithfulness on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. God sees our faithfulness. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Malachi, hallelujah. See, they always tell you about the tithes in Malachi, but they don't tell you in the book of Malachi. It say every time, hallelujah, we come together, it is wrote down in the book of remembrance. God writes it down every time we come together in his name. According to the book of Malachi. Hallelujah. God is pleased with our faithfulness. God is pleased with our fellowship with one another. Hallelujah. Praise Amen. God on today. Amen. Amen. We thank God for each and every person that has called in, everybody who has tuned in on today. This is the revival that just won't stop if you're just tuning in. If you're just tuning in, you late. Hallelujah. You need to be on time next time. Praise God. You might have missed your break. Hallelujah. Tune in a little earlier next time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for each and every last one of you on today. I'm about to go to the throne of grace. I'm going to introduce the speaker on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And then, hallelujah, we're going to play a selection. And immediately following this selection, the next voice you will hear will be that of the man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you first of all. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Thank you, Lord, for being our presence, Lord. For you said in your word that when you or me are come together in your name, that you are in the midst.
Yes,
you are in the middle. Thank you, Lord, for being in the middle on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Touch each and every last one of us in our own specific way, Lord. You know what we need. You know, hallelujah, amen, what we require, Lord. And we come to you right now, hallelujah, with our hearts, our minds, and our arms open, ready to receive your revelation knowledge on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask that you touch the man of God. We ask, Lord, that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you continue to bless him, Lord. You continue to prosper him, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in his life. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised, worthy to be lifted up, worthy to be magnified on today. Bless the Lord. For those of you, amen, that are new, that maybe this your first time calling, maybe this your first time watching, maybe this your first time listening. I don't know where you've been. Hallelujah. But welcome. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. But you are about to hear a dynamic word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. The word going to be so good. I guarantee you, you will be back. You will call back in. You will watch again. You will listen again, because the word that is about to come will be nourishment to your heart, nourishment to your soul. Hallelujah on today. Getting ready to bring forth the word. Hallelujah, is the leader, hallelujah, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, based, hallelujah, out of Long Beach, California. The West Coast is most definitely in the house on tonight, representing worldwide from state to state. We're trying to clear all 50 states. We're trying to clear the continents. We're trying to reach the world. Praise God. And the man bringing forth the word.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Amen. The man bringing forth the word, hallelujah, amen, is none other than our very own, hallelujah, amen, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, immediately following this selection from Tiffany Mosley. The next voice you will hear will be that, hallelujah, of your apostle and mine, hallelujah, amen, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Bless the Lord.
I will lift mine eyes to the hills, the hills, just knowing my
head.
All of my help is coming from you. Knowing my health, all of
Somebody come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify
hallelujah.
The name of your God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you are right now, give your God a praise. Wherever
hallelujah.
You are right now, give him the glory. Wherever
hallelujah.
You are right now, lift his name on declare his glory, hallelujah. Declare his majesty, hallelujah. Declare his sovereignty, hallelujah, to his great name, hallelujah. Somebody clap those hands like you're going to clap them off and tell God thank you.
Hallelujah.
If he be good to you, tell him thank you, hallelujah.
Thank
if he been good to you, been to yourself, tell him thank you.
Thank you
if he kept you from all harm and hurt and danger, tell him thank you. If he been
thank
food
you,
on your table, tell him thank you. If he been
thank
friends
you.
With
thank
friends
you.
Walked away, thank tell him thank you. If he kept your mind, hallelujah, tell him thank you, hallelujah. If he kept you from being
hallelujah.
Sick, almost died, so tell him thank you, hallelujah.
Bless
the Lord right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, I feel the Holy Spirit of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. No, don't stop. Don't stop. Hallelujah. Don't stop. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Hallelujah. They shall be in my mouth. Hallelujah. They shall be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Every time I open my mouth, I got to tell him thank you. Every time I open my mouth, I got to praise him. Every time I open my mouth, I gotta tell him how good he's been to me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody give him the praise right now. Glory
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I feel a yes, Lord, in the atmosphere. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, to your will, Lord. Yes, Lord, to your way,
Lord.
Yes, Lord, in my spirit. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, in my mind. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody tell him yes. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Jando. Thank
there's
you,
a yes, Lord, in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Somebody tell him yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, God. How many know that God is looking for? Yes, Lord. How many know that yes, Lord, can change your condition? How many know that yes, Lord, can change your position? How many of you know that yes, Lord, can put you from the back of the line to the front of the line? How many know that yes, Lord, can release the pain? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, means I won't obey. Yes, Lord, means I won't submit. Yes, Lord, means there ain't no more resistance in me. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. How many of y'all got a yes, Lord, right now? Hallelujah. How many of you got a yes, Lord, in your spirit right now? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I don't understand everything, but yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Everything ain't like I want it, but yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because I just want to surrender my all to you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because you are the source of my strength. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Why? Because you are the strength of my life.
Yes, Lord.
And I lift my hands. Somebody need to lift their hands right now. I lift my hands in total praise. I lift my hands in total surrender. I lift my hands. I wish somebody would lift it. I lift my hands. I lift my hands, Lord. Hallelujah. Because you're the only help I know. I lift my hands, Lord. Because that's what you do when you surrender everything. I lift my hands to the heavens, oh God. I lift my hands because I want you to know that I'm completely yours. Oh, somebody ought to give him God a praise. I wish somebody would thank him.
Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. God, let me tell you, if there's ever a time you need to give God everything, it's right now. If there's ever a time we need to give God everything, it's right now. This ain't the holding back time. This is the time to give it everything. Hallelujah. Glory. I mean everything. Everything? Everything. Everything you have. I just hear that song. I'm yours, Lord. Everything I'm not. Everything I got. I'm yours, Lord. Try me out and see. Try me out and see if I can be completely yours. Come on, somebody. Give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Woo, I feel God in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. How many of you feel God in your atmosphere?
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
I said, how many of you feel in your atmosphere?
Yeah.
How many know that the more you praise him, the more he'll come in your atmosphere?
Hallelujah.
How many of you know that the more you worship God, the more he'll come in your atmosphere? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
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 If you want him to stay, just keep loving on him. And if you want him to come all the way in, just yield to him. Come on, stand up, oh, if you want him to come in the room, hallelujah, I dare you to worship him right now. I dare you just to say, Lord, I'm not going to stop until you just come completely in the room. Lord, I don't want you to come halfway in. I want you to come all the way in. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Come on, give God another praise. Come on, give him
hallelujah.
Another hand of praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And we do thank the Lord on tonight.
My Lord.
We thank the Lord on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, we love you. We don't take for granted your presence, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, have your way tonight. Somebody say, Lord, have your way tonight. Have your way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your people came to hear you tonight, Lord. Lord, every time we come online, it's to get closer to you, oh God. We need you. How many of you would say that you need him tonight? Hallelujah. How many of you
Hallelujah.
Need you, Lord? Hallelujah.
I need you, Lord. Yes, I need him.
The song writer said, I need thee. Hallelujah. Every hour, Lord, I need thee. Hey, shout out to the book. I need you every hour, God. I need you every minute, God. Then the songwriter said, I need you every hour. Lord, I need you.
Lord, I need you.
to thee I come. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because I need you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know that if there's ever a time that we need God, it's right now.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody take him tonight. Somebody give him praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Somebody give him glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Tonight. Amen. Tonight. To my dear brother tonight that's online, amen, Elder Andre, God bless you, man, and God bless you. Amen. We're thanking God tonight.
Amen.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
I can hear you. The phone went crazy just a few minutes ago.
I know. I heard that. I don't know what happened. But I'm glad
that
everybody can hear me right now. Yes, he is. He don't like what's going on. But how many know that we ought to turn it up just because he don't like it? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We need to turn the praises up. Hallelujah. We need to turn the worship up. Amen. For the next 3 seconds, y'all, come on, let's just give God a radical praise for the next 3 seconds. Since the enemy don't like what's going on, we don't really make him mad. Come on, somebody, give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
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 Hey, God, we love you. We praise you. We adore you, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise him tonight.
Amen.
Amen, amen.
And we lift God high. Thank you, Lord. Ain't nobody mad but the enemy. But he gonna stay mad, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All the saints of God are glad tonight. Hallelujah. And I want to cover something tonight. I want to talk about something tonight that the Lord has put on my heart tonight. I want to talk about, is the vaccine really the mark of the beast? Is the vaccine really the mark of the beast? I want to look at 2 scriptures tonight. You know this was prophesied, right? This virus was prophesied. Well, you might say, Elder, where is it in the Bible? Let's go to it and look at it. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and let's begin with verses 21 and 22. Deuteronomy chapter 28. When you get there, shout hallelujah.
It said Deuteronomy 28, 21.
Yes, beginning with verse 21. Amen. Deuteronomy 28, 21. Yes, daughter. Now, I got some good news. And I got some bad news. I got some bad news for the devil, and I got some good news for us. How about that?
Hallelujah.
Can y'all hear me tonight?
Hallelujah.
But all news is good news to us. Ain't no bad news for us. I see glory to God. Because we on the... Because we on our daddy's side, we on God's side, so ain't no bad news
for those who are on God's side. The only bad news is for those who ain't on God's side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me share with you what the Lord just shared with me, because it's good news. Somebody said, well, you ain't in the book. He said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to give good news. Somebody say good news.
Good news.
Good news. Right now, everybody trying to hear some what? Good news. Somebody.
Bad.
Because it's all kind of bad news coming across. But when you hear some good news and it's real good news, and the good news is real, amen, now you want to what? Stay connected. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, I got some good news from heaven. The Lord said to share this with everybody tonight that's online, that's holding on to God as best they know how, and believing him with everything they got. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Father, I thank you tonight for your word, Lord. I thank you tonight, Lord. Let everything, Lord, be all of you and none of me. Lord, I thank you tonight, Lord, for your anointing, Lord God, anointing of the living God. Go forth and have your way. Do whatever you choose. Do whatever is in your heart to do. We completely yield to you. And we thank you, O God, hallelujah, for manifesting your glory tonight to us. And we give you praise that no flesh shall glory in your presence. We bless your name tonight, God, that you are God all by your God-like self. Hallelujah to your great name tonight, Lord. God, speak to us, Lord, so that we can live, Lord God. For your word declares that we should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth. So we bless your name tonight. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah to your great name. Somebody give him a praise offering tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, I come to share some good news with you tonight. The Lord said that every one of us who have covered ourselves in the blood and covered ourselves in his word, and that is walking in obedience and have not taken the vaccine, shall not be covered by the plague. The virus will not come nigh us. I hope everyone can hear what I said.
Amen.
Did I come through with clarity concerning what God said? God said we would be, that we would not be touched by the virus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Wait a minute. Wait. Let me make sure my mic is on. My is on. The Lord said that we would be protected by the virus. He said the
Hallelujah.
Virus would not come near us or our family. He said for those of us who have not taken the mark of the beast, those of us who have not taken the vaccine, come on here, somebody. Those of us who are standing on the word, those of us who are obeying the word, those of us who are covered by the blood, God says, I am covering you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to see many that are going to drop and fall dead. But God said, not you, glory to God. Why? Because I am your healer. I am the God that healeth thee. Somebody give God praise if he is your healer. Somebody give God praise if he is your physician. Somebody give God praise if you believe the report of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, the reason why I'm telling you to give God praise, because these are not my words. These are his words to us. These are the words of the Creator. These are the words of the one who is holding heaven and earth.
These are the words of the one whose air you're breathing. These are the words of the one that called you forth out of your mother's womb. That's why I'm saying give him the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hello?
No.
The preaching went away. What happened?
I don't know.
Y'all be still here?
Yes, we can.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my other one out there. He probably saw again. Yeah, something is good.
Who's Kathleen?
Yes. You can hear me?
Yes. The phone probably dropped the call.
Yeah. They went cuckoo. It went up.
How you doing, brother?
Amen. You know what, the enemy is really mad tonight, y'all. Amen. But I'm going to turn it up. Amen. I'm going to shoot quick. I'm going to shoot sharp. And I'm going to get out the way. Let me tell you something. Whenever God got a real word, the enemy going to fight like crazy. But let me tell you something. You already defeated, devil. You don't have no lot, no part in this matter. Amen. God has spoken. And the church and the fellowship is saying amen. Hallelujah. God has spoken. Amen. Amen. And we're saying amen to it. It's already done. I'm and I'm coming for your head. Your head belongs to God. Time is running out. You may be doing your dirt, but your dirt about to catch up with you. Glory to God. Let me prophesy to you, devil. Hell is coming for you. And you know you got a judgment day coming. And your day is about to approach. I'm telling you right now, glory to God. You can't stop me, glory to God. You can't stop me. You couldn't stop me in the streets, and you can't stop me right now. I'm coming gangsta style, devil. Hallelujah. And I'm riding with the Holy Ghost and the angels, and we coming for your head.
Hallelujah.
Let me get back to this text. Let me tell you something. Don't fear, beloved. Glory to God. We coming, glory to God. Don't you fear a thing, glory to God. If God promised you, you're going to be all right, stand on the word. Hallelujah. I'm telling you right now, God is not a man that he should lie. He's the Son of Man. That he should repent. Has he not said it? Shall he not do it? Has he not spoken? Shall he not make it good? Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God
hallelujah.
A praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for your words, Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Tell somebody to the neighbor, we're going to be all right. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, we're going to be all right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. This thing was prophesied. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 21. And if you're there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord reads, and it says, and the Lord will plague you with diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. Now this is the Lord talking to those who are walking in disobedience. If you go back up to verse 15, this is after the blessing. Now, just as real as the blessings are, this is how real the curses are. Come on here, somebody. America is being cursed for her disobedience to God. Can everybody still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Let me go on in since I'm already in here. Amen. I ain't going to just put my foot in the water. I'm going to go ahead and dive on in. Listen, let me tell you something. When you don't obey God, things are happening to you. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
The virus has to do with uncleanliness. I want that to marinate.
The virus has to do with what? Uncleanliness. But how many of you know that the Lord is saying they worried about the outside, but God said it's not the outside they need to worry about. It's the inside of their heart that is unclean. It's the inside of their heart that is wicked. It's the inside of their heart that is evil, and now it is manifest to the body. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And how many know that a vaccine can't cure an unclean spirit? How many know that a vaccine can't cure an unclean heart? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
See, they trying to use natural weapons for a spiritual problem. And how many know that anytime you use a natural weapon for a spiritual problem, that the spiritual problem will always win?
Amen.
Let me put it like Yahshua would put it. He would say, why are you cleaning the cup on the outside and around, but you won't clean the cup inside? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He said, you wipe it all around the outside of the cup. When it's not the outside of the cup, they really need cleaning. It's the inside that's dirty. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I don't care how much you wash your hands, you still need to wash your heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pilate said when they took Yahshua to our court, he said, I'm going to wash my hands. But how many know that even though he washed his hands, he was still dirty? He still had a part to play in the matter. So no matter how many times you wash your hands, if you don't wash your heart, that you're still dirty. Come on here, somebody. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But here what the word of God says in verse 21. It says, the Lord will plague you with disease. In other words, he's going to send so many plagues of disease until he has destroyed you. Come on here, somebody. And so he says in verse 15, back a little bit, he says, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commandments and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come on you. See, we talk about the blessings coming on us and overtaking us, but don't nobody talk about the curses that will come up on you and overtake you if you don't obey. And now the curses have come. Come on here, somebody. Don't nobody want to say nothing, but the curses have come. Come on here, somebody. And God has said they have come for those who have refused to hear and obey my word and obey my spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And he said they will come upon you and destroy you from the land that you are entering to possess. Aren't you glad that God says that we are protected from all these curses?
Amen.
Can y'all hear me still?
Amen.
I said, aren't y'all glad that God has protected us from all these curses?
Man.
Y'all don't see what's going on all across and even close to you, but God says, I don't care how close it gets to you, it won't touch you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Let me say it again. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, I don't care how close they get to you, it won't touch you.
Amen.
Somebody need to give God a praise right there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Then in verse 22, it says, and the Lord will strike you with wasting disease.
So that means that as a virus is going to come after the virus, he's already sick. Do that sound familiar? Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. If y'all can hear me, come on and give me a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Look, you want to say give me a shout, it's because every time we praise God, it causes the word of God to go down a little deeper. Now, I don't know how far you wanted to go down, but I wanted to go way down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And it says that the Lord would strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, with scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So y'all see how important it is to obey God?
Amen.
People want to play games. People want to think that this is something they can take lightly. But God is saying obedience and disobedience is like life and death. Come on here, somebody. I don't know if you can hear me tonight. I said obedience and disobedience is like life and death. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Life is behind obedience. Death is behind disobedience. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Now, right quickly, let's go to Psalms 91. Psalms 91. And I want to go to the part Thank you, Father. Okay. Let's go to verse 2. Is everybody there?
Amen. Amen.
And the word of the Lord reads. Matter of fact, let's go to verse 1. Instead of verse 1. It says, whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. But I like the old King James that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Because the secret place has to do with the place of prayer. See, prayer and place is the same thing. So when we say I'm going into prayer, that's when we're going into our what? Secret place. That's the place that don't nobody know about but us and God. Come on here, somebody. And every true born-again child of God should have a secret place. They should have a prayer life. They should have a place where they can go into that the enemy cannot go with you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. How many know that the Almighty is the El Shaddai God? The El Shaddai God is the God that is more than enough. Come on here, somebody.
And once we're in this place, then we can say, I will say of the Lord, listen. Then you start speaking when you know that you're in the presence of the Most High God. Can everybody still hear me tonight?
Amen.
See, you're not going to be silent when you're in the presence of the Most High God. Oh, I'm trying to take you somewhere tonight, beloved. Listen, the evidence that you are in the presence of the Most High God will be what comes out of your mouth.
Hallelujah.
It's in your mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He said, tell them again, son. It's in your mouth. Because notice what the psalmist starts saying. He said, I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. You can't speak until you know something. Y'all better catch these nuggets that God is throwing out to y'all tonight. God is saying, you can't speak until you know something. Who's still riding with me tonight? Hallelujah. Who's still online with me tonight? God,
I
when
am,
you
hallelujah.
Know something, you start speaking different. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
I'm on hallelujah.
We can tell who you ride with by what you say. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
David said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Come on, son. My God in whom I trust. Come on here, somebody. How many of y'all can talk like that tonight? How many of you are saying,
amen.
Of the Lord, he is your refuge. He is your fortress. He is your
and
God. Come on,
trust.
Somebody. In whom I trust. Come on here, somebody. In other words, I ain't got no doubt. Come on here, somebody. I trust him, hallelujah. I ain't doubt, I trust him. Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. Y'all better catch what the Lord is saying tonight. I will say of the Lord. Check out how the psalmist is talking. He's talking what? With confidence. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. Somebody say refuge.
Refuge.
You know, refuge is the place you run for safety.
Amen.
Refuge is the place they would go to get away from your enemy. Come on here, somebody. That's what they mean by a refugee. A refugee is somebody that's in the place of safety from their enemy. Come on here, somebody. It gives you protection from your enemy.
Amen.
And my fortress. What do the fortress do? The fortress keeps you from getting hit by the weapons of your enemy. So not only do I have a place of safety from my enemies, but God says I will be your fortress so you won't get hit by none of the weapons of your enemies. That's why the Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Why? Because I got a fortress in the Almighty. Come on.
Amen.
Oh, y'all got to ride with me. I'm riding by my... He said,
hallelujah.
I will be your fortress. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So every time the devil try to throw his darts at you, God says, don't worry. I got you fortified. Come on here, somebody. I got a fortress around you. Hallelujah. And so
hallelujah.
The enemy can't hit you no kind of way. Glory to God, because you're coming on the most so kind of my Sunday. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah.
And then he says, my God. My God. My strong one, in whom I trust. Come on here, somebody. I'm fully trusting. Come on here, somebody. How many of you are trusting in God tonight?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody give him a praise if you trusted in him tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And then verse 3 says, surely he will save you from the fowler's snare. Come on here, somebody. They're talking about that the trap that the enemy got set for us. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, the neighbor.
Neighbor.
Don't you worry about the enemy's trap. God gather. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something about a fowler snare. A fowler snare is a trap they would set for the bird, and the bird wouldn't see it because it's camouflaged to fit in with the grass. Amen. So when the bird stepped on the trap, his feet get caught in it. And that's how he get caught for dinner.
Oh.
Amen. But that's the old country trap. See, the enemy that's set in the spirit, the enemy that tried to set traps for us, but God said, don't worry, I got you covered. Come on here. I even know they're prophesied, boy. I'm going in, Dad. Hallelujah. The enemy has traps set up, but God said, don't worry about the trap. For every trap, I done already untrapped it. Come on here, somebody. God had already picked up the snare that the enemy had to have you set up. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give God praise. So you're not going to get caught up in the enemy trap. Come on, here, right? Tell the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, glory to God.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And then he said they're from the deadly pestilence. So these are demons that are on standby. And God says, I got you covered. Look at verse 4. He says, he will cover you with his feathers. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And under his wings, you will find refuge. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God is faithful?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's always faithful. Even when we're not faithful like we should be, God is always faithful. Tell the Bible, he's always faithful. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 And then verse 5, he says, you will not fear the terror of night. Come on here, somebody. So I ain't got to worry about what's going on in the nighttime. Why? Because God got me covered.
Amen.
Oh, I don't think you heard me, Tyler God. I said, we ain't got to worry about what's going on, the terror that's going on by night, because God got us covered. Come on here, somebody. He covered me in the night. And then he said, don't worry about the arrow that flies by day. And he got me by day. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So I ain't got to worry about the terror by night, nor the arrows by day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because God got us covered.
Amen.
Then verse 6, another pestilence that stalks in the dark. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Nor the plague that destroys at noonday. How many know that there's a lot of warfare going on?
Amen.
Could you imagine what our life would be like if we weren't covered by the Most High?
Amen.
Hey, y'all all hear me tonight? I said, I want you to think about how your life would be if you wasn't covered by the Most High.
You'd be dead or all sucked up already or crazy.
Yes. Yeah, you'd be already dead already. Because look at all this warfare. But God said, I got you covered. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
That's why we got to continually believe in the report of the Lord, because it's only his report that can keep us safe. Hallelujah. And then look at verse 7. He says, 1,000 may fall at your side. Come on here, somebody. What did the Holy Ghost say to us earlier? Do anybody remember what the Holy Spirit said to us earlier?
Don't worry, God got your back.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. God got us covered. Thank you, Mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said, I got you covered. He said, even if you see people falling beside you, God said, it won't come what? Nigh you. Come on here, somebody.
Near you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He said, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. Come on here, somebody. But it will not come near you. How many know that the virus know who's who? Come on here. Oh, yeah, Baba. The virus know who's who because it's controlled by God. I wish somebody would get happy in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen. God is saying we should be praising him like we'd have lost our mind. How many have you seen that have already fallen to the virus? Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all didn't hear me tonight. I said, how many have you seen that have already fallen to the virus?
Amen.
But God said, look at you.
Amen.
He said, but look at you. He said, the only reason why we standing is because he got us covered.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And we can't take this lightly, y'all. We can't take the covering of the Lord lightly. Don't take it lightly. Yeah, I'm here to shake you up. Don't take this lightly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said, recognize how I'm covering you. Recognize, hallelujah, how I got you under the vocal, Yaraba Santo. Don't you know that the virus can't come near us? Because we got to cover it with
hallelujah.
The blood. Come on here, somebody. Can y'all still hear me tonight?
Amen.
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 God said it can't touch you because you got a covenant with the blood.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, y'all ain't catching what he's saying. He said the blood said, don't touch them.
Amen.
When the Lord hit the Egyptians with that death flag of the firstborn, what did he tell him to do? What did he tell him to do? Cover your doorpost with what? Cover your doorpost with the blood of a lamb. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But the lamb had to be pure, without spot, without blemish. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, I'm covered.
I'm covered.
I'm covered. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me keep on reading here. In verse 8 it says, you will only observe it with your eyes. In other words, you'll only see it, but you won't be nowhere in it. You'll just see it. But you won't be affected. Woo, God. I pray y'all taking all this in, y'all.
I am.
You will only observe it with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
Verse 9. If you say the Lord is my refuge and the maker, the most high, your dwelling, no harm will come to you. Y'all ain't hear what the Lord is saying.
Amen.
He said,
hallelujah.
You say that the Most High is your sanctuary. The Almighty is your shadow. No harm will come to you.
Amen.
He says, no harm will come. No harm will overtake you. Now what do we read in Deuteronomy 28? He said, if we disobey him, all these curses will what? Overtake us. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So in verse 10, it says, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent. Boy, I'm shouting right now in my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
That means I'm covered, beloved. That means you covered, beloved. I don't care what you hear on the news. I don't care what you see on the news. God is saying, believe my report. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many of you really believe the report of the Lord?
Amen.
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 Come on and give God a
shout.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And then he says in verse 11, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. So God says, I got my angels. I've commanded my angels to guard you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Not only is nothing going to harm you, but he said, my angels have been commanded to guard you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to share this with you, then I'm going to close up. Glory to God. The Lord shared something with me about the mark of the beast. Can you hear me?
Amen.
The Lord said that the mark of the beast, he said to break it down to you like he broke it down to me. The word mark has to do with a sign. And then the beast has to do with the government. See, the beast is the code for government. So actually, the mark of the beast is the sign of the government, that you belong to the government.
The devil's a lie.
The mark of the beast means a sign of the government. They are marking their people. Beloved, can I share something with you right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
All of a sudden, while I'm teaching, a helicopter came and flew across my head while I'm teaching. It's been here for like about 10 minutes, maybe 15.
Wow.
But how many know I ain't going to stop until God tell me to stop?
Amen.
So the reason why they want everybody to take this vaccine is that the vaccine is a sign that you belong to the government. Yeah. Mm. They say it's for the virus. But when have you known them to offer money for a vaccine?
Mm-hmm.
When has a vaccine been worth $10,000?
Amen.
They even offering people food at the fast food. Yeah, we'll give you this here if you just take this vaccine. But I guess people are forgetting what the word said. The word said, what would it profit a man if he gained the world and lose his soul? Come on here, somebody. And then the Bible said, what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Come on here, somebody.
Man.
But if you notice now, right after the 4th of July, right after the lie of the Jew, the virus has picked back up, beloved.
And now they saying that the people that took one shot got to take another shot to cover the shot they already didn't took. And now they say that the people that took both shots got to take another shot because another virus is about to sweep over the land. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
And I'm telling you as an apostle of the Most High God, as an apostle of Yahshua HaMashiach, the true, wise, living God, do not fall for their lies. Do not fall for their gimmicks. Do not fall for their tactics, hallelujah. But they are lying and deceiving the people, and they're not going to tell you until it is too late. Hear the voice of God. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, another praise.
Hallelujah.
Come on and worship God right now, beloved. Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. We thank you tonight. And let me tell you something, beloved, America is the modern day Babylon. She is the Babylon that is talked about in Revelation 17. She is the Babylon that is talked about in Revelation 18. And she's the Babylon that's talked about in Revelation 19. Come on and give God a praise. Anybody got any questions right now?
I do, Pastor. Pastor Corey.
Yes.
What's going to happen to those people that already took the vaccine?
They're going to be, well, it depends on if you've taken the first and the second. If you've taken both, then they're going to require you to take another one for this next virus that's getting ready to come on the land.
Okay. And if you refuse?
I don't know what they're going to do behind those who refuse. Because they can't make nobody yet. See. Because free will is still in the earth. Hear me.
Right.
The only reason why they can't make nobody take it is because free will is still in the earth. Once the Spirit of God leaves, then free will will no longer be in the earth. The enemy can make you do what he wants you to do.
Oh, wow.
The Holy Spirit is the only one who is giving us still the opportunity of free will. But the only way you'll be able to get to God would be through death. If you miss the Holy Spirit, the only way you will be able to get in will be through death, with your head being cut off by the enemy.
Wow. Mm. That's scary.
This is not a game, beloved. This is real. Come on, here, somebody.
I'm just saying it's scary. It's scary.
Yes.
Can you imagine somebody just walk up to you and whack your head off? Wow,
well,
that's scary.
No. Listen, daughter. They're going to say either you take the mark or either you take death.
Oh. Yeah, but that's scary. That's still scary.
The only way that it won't be scary is that you know, Lord, that you got me.
Exactly. That. You won't be scared or worried about nothing because you're a child of God and you know you you're up under his covering. He got you covered. So if they kill you or not, you know you're still going home to be with the Father.
Amen. Amen.
For those of us who do not bow down to the enemy, God says, I got you.
Amen.
Because our commitment and dedication is to the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Because people have been trying to figure out what is the mark. The chip and the vaccine are different, but they're working to do the same thing. Because in the vaccine is a chip also.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's a lot of things that they're not telling the people. There's a lot of things that the news not telling. See, you can't believe the news. I don't know if y'all can still hear me tonight.
Amen.
You can't believe everything you hear and see on the news. They are designed to lie to you. Why you think it's called television? They're telling you your vision. Because they know that if you ain't praying, they're able to give you a vision. Amen. But the Bible says that it's God, amen, that gives vision. Holy vision. Visions that are true vision. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says where there ain't no vision, where there's no insight, where there's no discernment, the people what? Perish. Come on here, somebody. God says, my people perish for what? A lack of knowledge. Come on here, somebody. Where is the knowledge found? In the word. Come on here, somebody. And in prayer. So if I get in the word and stay in prayer, then everything I need to know, God's going to tell me. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 People got messed up vision because they believe in the television. I mean the television more than they believe in God's vision. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hear somebody say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Let God tell your vision.
Let God tell your vision.
Come on and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
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 You're going to see more people dropping in this hour, beloved. Don't be alarmed. Don't be surprised. A lot of things are getting ready to take place. And a lot of people are going to be in for a rude awakening because they have put their trust in the arm of flesh. Instead of the arm of God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift your hands and tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Begin to praise him and worship him. Begin to love on him right now. Say, Lord, I thank you for saving my soul.
Lord, I thank you for saving my soul.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to
his name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody begin to worship him right now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on in, Elder Andre, while the Spirit of God is moving. Hallelujah. Come on in, Elder. Amen. Bless your heart.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know, amen, that the blood, when the death angel see that blood, he know to keep moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's going to keep moving when he see that blood. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So as long as you got the blood of God over your life, hallelujah, you ain't got to worry about death. You ain't even got to worry about death when you die. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says when we die, hallelujah, amen, we will be, hallelujah. To be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We ain't even got to worry about dying. People planning their funerals. And don't get me wrong. Hallelujah. You should have planned your funeral. Praise God. But you're not going to be there. Hallelujah. Praise God. You planning it like you going to be there. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't going to be there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your body going to be there. The flesh going to be there. But the spirit is going to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah on today. Amen. We thank God for the word of God on today. We thank God for the man of God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that word. We want to open up the line at this time. If you have any testimonies, prayer requests, maybe a word of encouragement for a man of God, now would be the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight?
Yeah, this is Linda again. I'd like to request some prayers before my phone completely died on me. But I need some prayer for me and my this time and my household and for everyone that resides here. But Satan really been trying to target this house, and I just keep chasing them away.
Amen.
Father, we thank you right now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We give you praise and glory right now. Father, I ask you, Father, to cover her house with the blood. And I ask you, Lord, to drench her with the blood. And, Father, we bind every satanic attack. You said whatever we bind on earth would be bound in heaven. So we bind the hand of the enemy. Say that the Lord rebuke you and the blood prevails against you. Get away from that house. We command you. We thank you right now, God. We thank you for total victory. Hallelujah. Sister Linda, right now, open your door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Open your door right now.
Okay, let me run downstairs.
Let me know when you open it.
It's open.
And say, devil, get out of my house.
Get out of my house.
My house?
My house?
Belongs to God.
Belongs to God.
Now give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for your blood in my house.
Lord,
I thank you
for your blood.
In my house.
In my house.
Over my house.
Over my house.
And over everything that I possess.
And everything that I possess.
Thank you that your blood covers me.
Thank you that your blood covers me.
And it keeps me.
And it keeps me.
In Yahshua HaMashiach's name.
In Yahshua HaMashiach's name.
Thank
Amen. You, Lord. Amen.
Come on and give God a praise. Under the book of Tarabasando. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, Darabo, Darabasando. Lift your hands and receive that anointing. I feel the anointing of God flowing right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the power of God right now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Lift your hands and tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Somebody say, Lord, I receive that for my house.
Lord,
I receive that
for my house.
Hey, shout-out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Oh.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God another praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. For that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you have another testimony or another prayer request on tonight? Hallelujah. While the Spirit of the Lord is moving, get your prayer request on the throne of grace. Hallelujah. So God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Well, amen. The Lord, we truly thank. I'm sorry, was that another testimony coming? I'm sorry. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight, everybody who has tuned in. Hallelujah. Everybody who has called in on tonight to the revival that just won't stop, the revival that just won't quit, the revival that keeps going and going and going and going and going. And we ain't going to stop. Hallelujah, until we get enough. Bless the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah from the apostle. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for everybody in attendance on tonight. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for your faithfulness on tonight. Hallelujah. Not your faithfulness to us. Hallelujah. Not your faithfulness to God. God sees your faithfulness. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Once again, we thank God for each and every last one of you. Hallelujah. We have truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. We thank God for the word that he has given on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. We will be back again on tomorrow night. Hallelujah. We will be back again. Hallelujah. On tomorrow night. So we invite you to call in. Out there, we invite you, those of you on Blog Talk Radio, tune in again. We invite y'all out there on YouTube to tune in with us. Praise God. We're sorry about the little sound difficulties we had tonight. Hallelujah. The enemy is trying to stop the word from going forth, but the enemy is alive. And ain't nobody mad but
Amen.
The devil. Hallelujah. On tonight.
Yeah.
Once again, we talk to each and every last one of you. If you haven't sowed your seed, get your seed in the ground. Praise God on tonight. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. He is going to dismiss us with the benediction on tonight. Apostle Curry is back in your hands. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you, my brother. Bless you, man of God. Amen. Amen. Like y'all just said, amen, if you haven't got your seed in the ground yet, amen, get your seed in the ground. Amen. Be praying for me. Thank you for those of you who are praying for me. Amen. Praying for us as we go into Paris. Amen. I was praying that some of y'all would be able to come with me. Amen. But nevertheless, amen, me and Yahshua, amen, we're going to cover this assignment. Amen. Amen. God is going to do what he do.
Where you going at in Paris?
I got to get the address, brother. I'll make sure I get it to you. We'll be near Riverside, I think. Out toward Riverside, California. But definitely keep me in your prayers. It's gonna be an awesome revival. God's going to move in a mighty, mighty way. Amen. Those who can, amen, I pray that you will be able to plant a seed to be a blessing to the man of God while I'm out there. Amen. Your support, and I know God is going to bless you immensely. Amen. Do whatever you can. And it will be deeply appreciated. Amen. So I thank God for everyone tonight. Come on, give God another shout of praise. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God tonight. Amen. Are there any more questions before I really pray us out? Or comments? Prayer request before I pray us out of here tonight. let me encourage y'all, child of God, when we give floor, room for someone to ask questions or comments or prayer requests, please take advantage of that, because that's the time for you to get a chance to share what the Lord has given you concerning the message of the word, and you don't know who it's going to bless. But whenever that opportunity arises, please take a full advantage of it. Amen. We thank God for you tonight. Father, we thank you what our eyes have seen, what our ears have heard, what our spiritual heart now understands. Father, we thank you tonight, God, that you have put it in our spirit, O God, that you are covering us. Do not fear nothing. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for who you are. Father, we thank you that we walk in divine blessings and not curses. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God, and now we fully understand how the enemy works. So I ask you, Lord, to keep them protected, keep them safe. And we thank you, O God, for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hey, God, hallelujah. Would I say unto one?
Would I say unto one?
Say unto one.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
And pray.
And pray.
And live holy.
And live holy.
Every day.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
It ain't nothing you can do about it. Somebody give God a shout of victory. Somebody give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Tell somebody you're loving with the love of the Lord. Amen. And you are dismissed until tomorrow night. Amen. Peace and blessings to all.
Amen.
Amen.
I love y'all.
Amen. Amen. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Yep, honey.
Okay, tomorrow. Love y'all.
Love you too.
All right, Miss Dawn.
Bye-bye.
See you in the morning.
Bye, Bobby.
Thank you.